while millions of Iranians have taken to the streets to celebrate the 31st anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution. On this day, back in 1979, the Iranian nation toppled the US-backed Pahlavi regime, ending millennia of monarchy in Iran. The Islamic Revolution brought a new political system based on Islam and democracy. Demonstrations are being held all across the nation to mark the occasion. In the capital, Tehran, people from all walks of life gathered at Azadi, or Freedom Square, to take part in the festivities. They were carrying banners denouncing the enemies of the country. Meanwhile, reports say chairman of the Assembly of Experts, Ayatollah Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani, and former president Mohammad Khatami, as well as defeated presidential candidate Mehdi Karoubi, attended the rallies in Tehran. Those were the latest pictures of the demonstrations that are occurring today across the country. Meanwhile, Iran's Council for the Coordination of Islamic Propagation has issued a resolution on behalf of Iranian demonstrators declaring their stance to the world. The statement says the Iranian nation has renewed its allegiance to the ideals of the late leader of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, and the current leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. It declared that protecting the Islamic establishment and supporting the rule of the supreme jurisprudent is a must and a source of national unity. The resolution added that the Iranian nation believes that acquiring peaceful nuclear technology is its legitimate right. It also condemned those who questioned the results of Iran's presidential election and cause unrest in the country. The statement called on those who've been deceived to recognize the will of the majority and return to the rule. It asked them actually to return to the rule of the jurisprudent and recognize the rule of the majority. It further called on the judiciary to take firm action against rioters and eliminate the roots of corruption once and for all.